thank every one of you for coming to my class this morning. I need y'all to pray for moi. But I want to share with you all this morning. I'm going to tell you how I came about this. My class is about discipleship. And how I came about that was, we were meeting with a lot of people, and I noticed that there was a trend there that people just didn't understand, some of them, their walk with God. They didn't get it. And I'm like, there are pieces. I saw pieces. And so I said, okay, Lord, I said, what is this about? And so then it's like about, I guess, 3 months ago, it's like the Spirit of God dropped upon my heart one word. It said discipleship. And I said, discipleship? And so I went back and I started to look at it. And as I started to look at it and then I started to study it, I thought, this is what's missing. So we're saved people. We know we are. But we've lost some, there's some pieces that just wasn't plugged in for us. And so what I did was I went back and I studied discipleship. And so I'm going to try to give you, to the best of my ability, what I think is happening and the steps about, it's a simple message about come follow me. And sometimes I think we forget in our walk with God that he's saying, come follow me, so that we don't go off in our own direction. Come and do it my way. So what I'm going to try to do this morning is in this particular one, we're going to talk about five things. We're going to clarify salvation. And where I'll be at is in Matthew chapters 4 and 19 and Matthew chapter 16 and 24. Now, I don't know if it's going to do you any good to turn there because I'm going to kind of be everywhere, but that's my basis for this class. So I think the five things that we need to know is we need to clarify what salvation is, how we became a disciple. Some people don't understand that. What happened to you when you came up and you asked God to forgive you for your sins? What happened? They just think, okay, yes, I did. We accepted Jesus into our heart and we repented of our sins. And so, but what happened after that? And so what we were taught, I can tell you my experience. When I got saved, what we were taught was to just go to church. Come to church. You come to Bible class. You come to Sunday morning service. You come to revivals. You come to all those things. But and you got what you needed over the course of time, but it took a little bit longer to build that house. And that house should have been built a little quicker so that my foundation would have been more solid to build upon. Does that make sense? So the example that I'm going to use throughout this teaching is going to be the building of a house. So quickly, I'm just going to tell you them steps real quick. Because what we've done, again, is we just kind of went out there and said, well, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that, so whatever. But when you get ready to build a house, the first thing you do is find some land that you like. Well, that land that Jesus found was us. So we got to find us some land. Then we got to go in and we got to clean the land off, which is called excavation. You got to clean it off. You got to get all the trees and the bushes and all that stuff. Then we got to dig the foundation. Now they put an extra piece in there where you have to, first of all, and when you get this done, when you get ready to do this, you got to go downtown and you got to get permission to build. You can't just build. You got to get permission to build. And I know we say, well, Miss Faith, all those steps don't matter. But the same way we build a spiritual house, those steps matter. We might think that they don't, but they do. So now they have an extra piece in there where you have to go downtown and you have to get, well, that's always been that you had to have the plans. But you have to now have somebody to come out and treat your ground for termites and bugs. After you've done and dug out the foundation, then they have to treat it. Then you pour the foundation based on the plans that you have made that are registered downtown. It can't just be any plan. Because your foundation, the foundation that they require you to build is going to be built on the size of the home you build. I can't, if I want a three-bedroom house, then, or if I want a six-bedroom house, I can't build a foundation for a three-bedroom house. Does that make sense? I know this stuff don't sound right, but it will. It'll come together. I promise you, it'll come together. And so after that, then we get our builder, and then we got to have a plumber, and we got to have an electrician, and we got to have all these things. But the main part of that foundation is the plumb line, the piece of the plumb line. People don't talk about that no more. Now, my daddy was a builder. That's how I learned about him. But the scripture also talks about that, and we'll get to that later. Because what the plumb line does is you set it up on whatever you built, and it has to fall straight. If it doesn't fall straight, then somebody has to go back in and fix whatever was not right. Because if you build that house on the foundation and it's not straight, then that house is going to lean. And that's not what we want. So the same points that we use in the natural comes over into the spirit. That's how we're going to build a house. But we're going to take the scriptures and we're going to build a house. Now, the first thing is clarify salvation. How we become a disciple. I got two notes here. Some obstacles we face in the Christian life is not the devil. It is the lack of knowledge about being a Christian or a disciple of Christ. So we must learn the journey of being a disciple, clarify salvation. What is salvation? Acts 2 and 38 says what? What does Acts 2 and 38 say? Acts 2 and 38 says,
repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins.
And
you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
That's salvation. So after we do that piece, then we say, if we don't understand what we do next, is we'll say, well, this is not working for me. But I still feel this and I still feel that. And that's normal. That's normal. But what has to happen is then what we need next is a mentor. We need somebody to come help us. So number one, we're going to clarify the salvation. Hosea 4 and 6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So when we get saved, we got to find the knowledge that God wants us to have to build upon. So because you're asking me to do something I know nothing about. And you're asking me to come in church, and I'm coming to church, and I'm coming to Bible class, but my pieces are not clicking for me. So what might need to happen is somebody might need, or ministries or churches might need to have a discipleship class to where they teach you what happened to you, and they teach you how to start building so that you can walk with Christ. Because even though we have repented of our sins and we've accepted Jesus into our heart, we still may not know what to do. I mean, what do you do with this? What do you do with this? I feel good. I'm on my way to heaven, but what do I do with this? How do I walk this out? Does that make sense? Do you know what happened to you when you accepted Jesus into your heart? Do you know what happened? You were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And so when you go back over there and you start, when you walk away and you keep practicing the kingdom of darkness, that's not your kingdom of light. So that's why you're having the trouble. Does that make sense? But we don't know that sometimes, y'all. We don't know that. So then we have to establish that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords of this kingdom. So now in this kingdom, God and we, you and I, only God gets to make the rules. You don't get to make them. Yeah. Now I know that some of this stuff may fall heavy on y'all. Some of this stuff might feel, I got to wrap my head around that. I understand. I understand completely. So then we don't get to make the rules, we follow. We follow. Matthew 4 and 19. Will somebody find that and read it for me? Matthew 4 and 19. Then when we understand that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we don't get to make the rules, then we have to make a choice to abide by his rule, his authority, his direction. Read that. Do you need this? Can you read that lighter? Louder?
Follow me, he told them, and I will make you fishers of men.
So we're going to follow. So now, and then we'll talk about what the foundation is. Okay, so let's start. My main focus is to clarify and to give understanding of a believer's journey. According to Jesus Christ, that's what we're going according to what the scriptures say. So the first thing we do, what happens to us is we hear the gospel through the preaching, the teaching, and someone witnessed to us. And then we acknowledge that we are a sinner. I seen this happen Friday night in a service. A woman was there and she was preaching. She was preaching. And after she finished and she had a prayer line, a girl came up to be saved. I said, that's what the gospel is. She's an evangelist. That's what the gospel is. She preached the word of God. It pricked the girl's heart. The girl came and said, I want that. Even though she didn't understand, I want that. I want to give my heart to God. I want to. So while we were sinners, some people say, well, do we understand why we were sinners? Everybody understand why you were a sinner? So quickly, because some people don't, quickly, we were sinners because of Adam's fall. Adam's fall. And then Psalm 51:5 said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin that my mother did conceive me. Then we needed to know why we need a Savior, because we were lost, because we were fallen. So then number two is, we believe the gospel and the good news. Then, and this is what it says about the gospel and the good news. John 8:24 said, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins if ye believe not that I am he. Ye shall die in your sins. And then Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So in order for us to know who Jesus is, hear about Jesus, we have to hear the gospel preached. Okay, then Acts 4:17 said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, which is Jesus. So I'm clarifying that we need to hear the gospel. I'm clarifying that we have to believe the gospel that's been preached or taught to us. Then after that, we get to number three. We repent and we confess through someone leading us in the sinner's prayer. Acts 2:38 said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. 1 John 1:9 said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, I'm reading you the word of God because I can give you my opinion. I can tell you what I think, but you can't stand on that when you leave. But if I give you what the word of God said, you can stand on that. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Now you say, Miss Faye, you just telling us scripture. Honey, this is your basis of what you stand on. We're building your foundation so that you can stand sure. We're building your foundation so that when that thought comes to your mind and tells you that, you really didn't get saved. Oh, yes, I did. I know that I received Jesus Christ in my heart. So what I have to do now is learn of him. Because you're asking me to do something that I've never done before, but you're not telling me what to do with it. Does that make sense? So, and then the fourth one is baptism. Baptism is a symbol of your new life in Christ. Baptism is a public confession of faith and discipleship and signifies a confession of faith in Christ, a cleansing of washing of the soul from sin and a death to sin and a new life in righteousness. Acts 2:38 speaks of baptism. Now, in Acts 2:38, when it said repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. What if, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? What if some people felt like, well, I've confessed, but I really don't have to be baptized? What would you say to them? What would you say to them? Come on, y'all, talk to me. What would you say to them? Why do I need to be baptized? What's another reason I need to be baptized?
It's just part of our walk. If we can start walking in that direction, we'll go farther. But if we stop and stay there, you know, we won't.
I'm looking for something else. Tell me why.
Jesus said, why you
Because he said so. I'm sorry, Mr. John. What'd you say?
Because the word says so.
Because the word says so. What's the point that I'm trying to make? We have to obey the word of God. When we are born again, y'all, we have a tendency as humans to come up with our own idea. But we have to do things the way God said to do it. Do you know why? When I obey him, when I do what he says, then he is duty bound to come rescue me. But when you do it your way, you're stuck in your way. And you think, but it makes you feel like God has forsaken you. He has not. He just wants you to find his way and follow him. Absolutely. See, that's what I'm saying. Do you see how the word of God has given us clarity? So what does that do for me? I see you, Jeff. That said, when I have the truth of God's word, when I have understanding, it settles me down so that I can understand it. So when the enemy messes with my mind, I take the word of God and I speak it back to him. And then I cast that thought down because the scripture told me to do that. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't have the power to keep me, but when I follow what he says, then he takes his power and places it upon me and gives me the ability to walk through. Because it's in him I trust. It's in him that I trust. It's in him that I have my being. It's in him that you trust and that you have your being. And when I was studying this, it brought me back to a place to look at my own walk with God. To see, oh, you know what? It was things that you might have been taught, but maybe you let it slip a little. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you thought that was okay, so I just do it my way. And so that I get in trouble, and then what do? I say, y'all, I need some help. I need help. And then sometimes, y'all, even with that, we have a tendency to hear a person's story, but we don't lead them back to what the word of God says. We have somebody yesterday in the marriage class we had talked about, I believe it was you, Miss Suzanne, where you talked about pity and how your devotional yesterday was about pity and how when people come or they have a situation that we should not pity them, but that we should lead them back to truth. Now that doesn't sound good, y'all, because it goes against the grain of who we are, because we want somebody to identify with us, and that's okay too. But in the end, let's rise up and let's get back in touch with our maker, because it is him who we follow. Jeff, did you have something to say? Absolutely.
You go to elementary school. You don't go to high school directly. So you go through that process, you know, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and it's elementary teaching. And the key, I think, you know, when you look at repentance and cleanliness from all unrighteousness, is change. If we're not changing into more into the image of Christ, and we're staying in 1952 when I got saved or something, I mean, that's not where we
Absolutely. I'm with you 100%. To some people, this might be elementary teaching, but you know what I found out? A lot of people in salvation, see, the law requires that your child has to have an education. The law requires. So if you don't send that baby to school or if you don't homeschool that child, somebody at a higher authority is coming after you. But then when it comes to Christians, we miss the elementary sometime trying to get to the feel good or trying to get to whatever. I don't know why we miss it, but I'm saying this morning, and I hope I don't get in no trouble, it is our job as the body of Christ to teach you the elementaries of salvation so that you can grow and get to high school. And this growth, honey, is until we die.
Can I add something?
Sure. Yes. Yes. And the only thing I'm trying to do this morning is to give you the elementary pieces, the building, so that we build. If we're missing a piece, go back and get it. Go back and get it. But that we build on the firm foundation of God and his word. Do you see what I'm saying? We can't build on our thinking, our feel. even though I want you to identify with, I can't build on that. In the midnight hour, I need truth to rise up in me. I need, and that's what it, when it talks about, I see your hand, Mr. Ed. That's what it talks about when it says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You need the Spirit of God in you that God taps in when I'm in a hard place. See, at 12 o'clock at night when I'm hurting or when something has happened, I can't say I got to wait till I get to Sunday school. Come on, that same power that he put in there, it works at 12 o'clock. It works at 2 o'clock. But if we don't know that, y'all, we panic. We panic. And so if a baby believer calls you and they panicking, it's okay. Let them panic. You just settle them down. And then after you got them settled down and after you got them out of this situation, then pour in some oil and wine in them. Put some word in them so that they understand, honey, this is what happened to you. That's the only piece I'm trying to say with my Sunday school class. Let's get some understanding. Proverbs said, in all you're getting, get an understanding. We're asking people to do something they cannot do because they don't know. That doesn't make us bad people. It just makes us people that have no knowledge and we need to learn. Let me let him say something first, Jeff. Mr. Exactly. Yes.
And then that circles back to the whole thing about love, relationship, helping somebody to understand that this thing about salvation, it's not religion. It is a relationship.
Yes.
Jesus loves.
Yes. Yes. That's big right there. That's big right there in itself. Because in the South, we are taught to go to church. We are taught to do a whole lot of religious things. But barely do you hear people saying this is a relationship. See, when you hooked up with Jesus, then this, listen, when he said, come follow me, you family. You know what I'm saying? You're family. So, but if we don't know that, y'all, our minds will take us back and make us think that God didn't do what he said he was going to do, or even that I don't belong to him. And so what happens? Then the enemy comes and snatches you and pulls you out of, and we'll get to that piece about the body, because the body is important too. The connection to grow is important too. Mr. Yes. And we'll get to that. We really will get to that.
And Ms. Van, real little thing. I was thinking about the Ethiopian when you said to follow. There's some water here. What hinders me from being baptized? Yes. But there wasn't any water for the man on the cross who Jesus said, you know, you're going to be with me at home.
But see.
But I mean, I'm just saying, we make it a thing. I'm not saying, I'm not coming against you at all.
No, I don't believe, I don't think that.
No.
That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying this morning is, I am here to give you clarification and understanding on what you need to do. It is up to you whether you want to do those steps or not. I don't have no control of that. When, you know something, when even in our teaching and even in our preaching, even in pastoring, evangelism, all the fivefold ministry, all they can do is give you the gospel. It's up to you whether you want to take it or not. But I tell you one thing, it don't annul it because I say I don't want it. Okay, so all I'm trying to do is give you an understanding or some steps that you can start to take and to make us look at ourselves and say, okay, am I on the right track? Or did I miss a step that I need to go back? I just want us to get to a place to where when we go through things, we are certain. Because the enemy is on his job. I don't care what we face, whether that's in singleness, in marriedness, with children, with divorce, with everything we face in life. I don't care what we face. We need to find the truth of God's word. And God, what is your heart in this? What do you want me to do? Because I don't know what to do. Why? Because when I gave my heart to you and I committed to you, you committed to me. So God, help me to follow you. Help me to find your heart in every single thing I do. That's my purpose for this class, and to make us solid so that when the enemy plays with your mind, that you can take the word of God and talk right back to him and shut him up. That's all I'm trying to do. Because I feel like I've lived a little bit to understand that I don't want to spend all of my time fighting with the enemy. Not going to do that. We're going to shut his mouth, and we're going to keep walking with God. That's what we're going to do. Yes, ma'am, you can. Okay. I was scared. I understand. Absolutely.
For everybody. So as far as baptism, that's so weird. Like, why would you do that? It's like public speaking. Why would anyone do that? Like,
I don't know.
To me, it was like, he's going to tell me what to do from now on. And this is kind of one of the first things. He's going to look to see if, do you want to really do this?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is a process. Absolutely. Absolutely. I was in a river. I understand when you say we're all different, because we are. We are. But there's only one way. But this is the thing, y'all. And I'm glad y'all saying this stuff, and I'm glad y'all, because this is where we live. And where we live is what we do. I understand. So, but what has to happen is, if you look at what Jesus said to the disciples, he said, come, follow me. Come. Okay, on their journey to coming and following him, I know what they were before he met them. But when they found him, something changed in them. So now, and even in the coming and the following, they were leaving behind what they had. And now they're finding the true way. They're following what they see. They don't fully understand him yet because they're just following him. But just the heart to follow and to come, and that's the way God does us. Because every one of us in this room were just like what you said. But now, let me say something that you said. You just kept saying, you kept saying, like, this is what I was doing, or this is what I knew. We all was there too. But when we find him, we find a new way. That's why we have the gospel. That's why we have the gospel, because once you get born again, this is your new kingdom. This is in the kingdom. And so what has to happen is my mind has to be transformed from this place of out of darkness into the new. And so how do I get this in me? Then I connect with the body of Christ. That's the next thing I had. Then I connect to the body. And then as I sit under the word of God and the teaching, whether that word is around a table, whether that word is across a pulpit, whether, I don't care how you get it, just get it. However you get it, I can't explain it to you, but I know it'll go in and change you. That I know. Because and that's the difference in, yeah, we all have to lay down what we thought we knew, and that's our transformation. That's our transformation. What is the class we teach? They teach the in Christ image. I think in the in Christ image, the word challenges us in so many ways. Even in the preaching and teaching of the gospel, it challenges us. It does me. Into what I thought I knew to what I need to know. And so in that moment, I have to choose. Do I want to keep what I used to know, or do I want to walk in truth? And that's how simple it is. Doesn't make us bad. We just got to learn. Nobody taught us to learn. And how do you learn? You put him on. When the word of God is preached, there's a lot of times the word of God has been preached I didn't understand. And you know what an older person told me? He said, honey, don't worry about it. Put it up on a shelf. You'll get it. It'll come back to you. You'll need it. So that I don't understand. And then, listen, if there's something you don't understand, that's why it's good to have a mentor. It's good to have people that you can sit down and say, I don't understand this. Can you help me understand this? I don't get it. We talked a little bit, too. We hit about some things that kind of jarred us. You know, with women, they don't like to hear that submission piece. With men, they don't like to hear that love your wife anyway. Elder Dud talked about that yesterday. I'm serious, but we were being very serious about this. And we were talking about how that thing kind of hit us to be like, now, Lord, I know your word is true, but I ain't want to do that piece. I don't want to do that. So you're going to have to help me with doing that. And so then when every situation, and it wasn't a quick thing, you know, like, okay, I'm gonna fix you so you can submit to John. No, it's like every task or everything you went through, it's like you start to say something, and then the Spirit of God reminds you now, Faye, I don't need you to say that. I don't need you to feel that way. I don't need you. And then so you have to take yourself over here somewhere, and you have to say, Lord, I don't really agree with that. I really don't. And right now, I want to say what I need to say. And I want him to hear what I got to say. But that ain't what God wants you to do. He said, Faye, I need you. Even when you talk to him, you got to talk to him with respect and honor. And so you can't pop off because you feel like it. Now, I'm just giving you that as an example of how God deals with us. And yesterday, we learned something. This will help you. Totally off the subject. Yesterday, when we were in the marriage thing, the man said something about looking at our husbands and our wives like brothers and sisters, and you can't treat God's child any kind of way, and that's God's daughter or son. That blew me away, sitting over there listening to that. Well, that's the same way it is with us. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that in my walk with God, I know what Faye want to do, but God is saying, Will you come follow me, Faye? Will you just do what I ask you to do? And when you do what I ask you to do, I promise you, I'll grace you to get through that thing. I promise you I'll help you if you'll just come to me. But sometimes we want to do what we want to do more than we want to do what God wants us to do. And that's all I'm saying. Let's go back, y'all. And let's make sure we're on the right track. So that we are learning about God. We understand what happened to us when we got saved. We understand what he wants from us so that we can be real believers. Do you know when Jeff talked about there is so much stuff going on right now in the world and there's so much stuff happening. We can't stop that stuff from happening. But what we can do, y'all, is press into God and say, you know what, God? All them loose ends that are loose, will you tighten them up? Will you tighten them up in my life for me so that I can show forth the true love of God to people, that I can act like I'm supposed to act in a situation? Because what we don't understand is Jesus went to the cross and he died. That's all he's asking us to do. And the process of living is just to die so that people will see him living in us. Because they don't see enough of our flesh, y'all. They don't saw enough of that.
They need to see his heart.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And we get, how do we get his heart?
We use the book as medicine. We use our Bible as medicine and blood every day. And if you can eat it, drink it, you're communing with him.
We might need to take an offering up for her, which I think. I'm serious. This is real, y'all, but this is where we walk. Do you know what I said to God a couple years ago? I said, Lord, I said, listen, this has to work for me. I'm tired of going to church, tired of going to Bible class, tired of doing all of that stuff. This has to work. God, show me how this works. And you know how it works? It's when I take myself and I said, can you hold your Bible up for me, please? This is how it works when I take myself in spite of what I think, what I feel, what I've been taught, and I place myself under. And I say, God, help me. Work this in me because I can't do this. And I want what I want. Yes. 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 So, to you, I would say to you, you okay? Keep walking? Because this is what I know. I mean, I know that, but I'm saying God is duty bound. When people, all of us are on different levels. I don't really want anybody to walk out of here to be offended or to not understand. But we are all God's body. But we're at different, and we're all on a journey, but we're at different places in our journey. And it's okay because that's just life. Everybody in here is not the same age. But we have a responsibility to the babies to teach them the right way in what we know now because we've lived a little bit and we understand. We tend to see a little better as we go, but God still is with of all of us and he loves us and he's not going to forsake us.
We need to quit debating.
Good point.
It's another debate.
Exactly. Yes.
And we have to quit looking for instant feelings, emotions, or hype. I was like you, babe. One day I went to God and I said, God, you promised that your grace was sufficient enough for me.
Yes. Yes.
But I wasn't feeling that at the moment. You know? But when I said it, I had to, sometimes you got to sit in it.
Sit in it. And that's the process. Sit in it. There was another scripture that I had found that simply says, if you believe on him, you can be saved. All of them is word, but I'm going to stick with the repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, don't get offended at the word of God or at things. That's not what it's for. It is to help us. And all I can say to you is that the scripture says that he that cometh to me must believe that I am. And so walking with God is just like a journey with marriage or anything else. You walk and you learn, and he teaches you. You walk and you learn, and he teaches you. But you can't walk and you can't learn unless you first have the knowledge of what to do. And so again, quickly, we hear the gospel. We believe the gospel. We repent and we confess. We get baptized because the word said it. And then we start to build our spiritual house. We learn how to live a faithful life unto God, connecting through the body of Christ. That body of Christ can be a group. It can be a church. It can be a mentor. But you got to connect. And we connect because we don't know this journey. And he gives us someone to connect to us, which is called the body of Christ, to help us because we don't know. We don't know. And so my sincere help, hope, is that this has helped you to either stay on the right track or to fill in the holes if anything was missing, so that you can continue to walk with Christ and to follow him. Father, I thank you this morning for this class. I thank you, Lord, for everybody that came. And Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the opportunity. But God, my heart is to give truth to your people. My heart is to give truth to them and understanding as much as I can. And Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God that rests upon each and every one of us. God, that will help us to understand that you love us and that you want us. You want us, God, to find your truth. And God, you want us to have a heart to follow you and to love you and to be in the relationship with you. Not just something that we kind of was told or we heard. But Father, we want this word to sink deep within us, God. That you'll change our hearts, God. That you'll change our minds. And in return, the world around us is changed. Our families are changed. Our marriages are changed. Our children are changed. And Father, we thank you again for just loving us enough to say, I choose you to come follow me. In Jesus' name, amen.